Hi, Ruth and John. Here it is almost the end of August. Where has the summer gone? Gosh, almost storm window time again. Well, we finally got to Burlington to see Lowell. We left Madison last Wednesday, the 10th, in the morning, picked up Ralph, and were at Lowell's by noon. She had a nice lunch for us. She is living in a converted cottage where she did a lot of remodeling, so spends the entire year there. She also has a couple of extra lots next to her. Esther came over for lunch, so after some visiting, we drove to see Lowell's son, Gene, and family, Esther's house, her daughter, Lois, and granddaughter's house. Esther, who is 70 plus, drove. She also had a stroke a year ago and was very ill. They all live 1, 2, 3, 4 in a row. Lil is by herself and the others about a mile around the lake. They all had beautiful new homes on large lots with lots of green grass to cut. Esther was full of pep for what she went through last year, but very short of breath when she exerted herself just to walk and get around. Lil, too, was peppy and gets around on her artificial hip and socket just fine. Has a little trouble on stairs, otherwise you wouldn't know. 3 months later, she had a bilateral nerve decompression on both of her hands due to numbness and pain in both hands. This illness caused her hands to get large and facial changes took place. So poor Lil, who once was so petite and dainty, had changed quite a bit. This was all in 1975. There are only 300 cases of this illness in the United States. They call it elephantiasis. I don't know if that's pronounced correctly or not. But she is cheerful and she lives alone and likes it. We took pictures of the family along so they could see what everybody looks like today. We left Burlington about 4:30 that same day and got to Betty's about supper time. She had a nice oven dinner waiting for us. We visited a while and went to Ralph's to sleep. The next morning, Linda and Betty came over for breakfast. Then we had lunch and left for home about 2 o'clock. We had a nice time. Weather cooled off, so it was tolerable. We were at Ralph's when your letter arrived about the reunion in Cooksville. I had a telephone call from Goodwin last Sunday telling me about the reunion. She didn't know if she would go or not, as she expected her daughter and family for her birthday on the 20th. If the weather is nice, we may go. Ralph and Betty said they too may attend. I don't suppose I would know very many, as I am one of the oldies, and some of those my age have passed on. Howard received the birthday card and says, thanks. We went to see Liza Minnelli in New York, New York at Hilldale and had dinner at Bishop's on his birthday. He has a new amateur radio for his birthday, so was happy about that.
Hi, Ruth and John. Big surprise. Hey, what? Well, they're starting off the tape and actually sitting down and talking for over 10 seconds. That was a great surprise to me when she came to me and said, Why don't you set up the tape machine for me, and I'm going to write something to John and Ruth. I put my past out. But I did it, and this is the result. Well, what? Today is August 18th, 1977. And yours truly is sitting out on the patio in a comfortable chair, a nice big tall glass of iced tea with lots of ice in it, and the old faithful tape machine on a little table here. The sun is out, nice and bright. It's cool. Not any wind, but awfully comfortable. It's just the time, excuse me, just the kind of temperature I'd like to see all year round without any interruptions at all in the weather. As I stated, we had a delightful trip down the good old Bonner's Lake. It was certainly nice to see all of the people again that we knew for many and many years when we lived in Chicago, and especially Lil. But Lil and Roy, they were one of our best friends down there, and we did an awful lot of socializing together. And it was quite a shock though to see Lil. As Laura said again, that she was such a petite, pretty little thing. And, well, she isn't grotesque or anything like that. I don't want you to get that idea, but she's had an awful change in her physical appearance. Her cottage is really beautiful. She's had a friend of Gene, not Gene's, but the other boy, I forgot his name. They have a home in Chicago together, and he's an artist. And he does interior decorating and all that kind of stuff, so he laid out the plans for remodeling that cottage that Lil had there. It was built up on a steep slope. And you look out, it's all glassed in on three sides, and you look out those glass windows, and you can look right down in the treetops of the cottages that are built down below. And on one view there, you get a view of the lake. It's built just like you're sitting in a treehouse. The leaves, you could almost reach out and touch some of the leaves from the people's property below. Well, anyway, it was really artistic on the inside. That guy sure did a job on it. And Esther, we went over to her house, and boy, she had a real house of just 3 years old. And of course, Ray, her husband, he died 2.5 years ago, so we had a chance to live in there for a half a year. You don't swear, by golly, you look out her front windows and you look on an expanse of lawn and trees and shrubs that go and go and go forever, and it looks just like looking out of your place up there. Looks like, I don't know how she ever keeps that grass cut, although she's got a couple of people carved for her. But it's tremendous, the size of the property that she's got this house up in the moon. So, we got a really nice place, and we went in there, and of course the first thing we did was get out the old bar, you know, and start serving drinks. What do you think I drank? Well, I won't tell you what I drank because you know anyway, so I'm just telling you. Something similar to what I've got right here in front of me. And then we did the cook's tour, like Laura stated, and saw the other houses, and they're all brand new. None of them are over two years old, but the ones side of Esther there. So she's got a little village down there. All of the properties are interconnected, and all these families live in these houses. That's a pretty nice deal. And he is definitely going to show up down there at Cooksville reunion. was very anxious to get down there, see all the old cronies, I guess. And he doesn't know for sure whether Betty can make it or not. She's pretty well tied up with a tavern deal down there, you know. And if she can't make it, he's going to come down anyway. He's going to drive down himself. So it's pretty positive that we will go. I don't know hardly anybody. In fact, I wouldn't probably know anybody down there, but Laura wants to go there. Well, I know she'd be happy to get down there and see a lot of the old tuners. It would be very interesting for her. Let's see, it's about, what's this, 5 minutes to four right now in the afternoon. 5:30, we're going to pick up the Larsons next door. I think they'll be able to walk over and get in the car and we'll have to go over and pick them up. We're going out to the York Steakhouse. We have a steak dinner. A steak dinner that I promised them here 2 or 3 weeks ago. Doing some odd jobs that were really tough, I couldn't do. So I said, well, for compensation, we'll take you out to dinner. He's the guy that does all the lawn cutting and snow blowing and everything. So we're pretty lucky, believe me. One of my better days, believe me. I was feeling pretty lousy that day, and conditions weren't just right for taping, but I did it anyway. I mentioned the fact that for my birthday I got a new amateur transceiver, which is pretty nice, and I'm crazy about it. It's a it's one that you can talk all over the country on it, and in fact you can get all around the world on it as far as that goes. And I'm brushing up on my code right now. And I think in about another 6 weeks I'll be able to go down to Chicago and take the speed test. And if I make it, which I'm certainly hoping to do, why, I'll get my general license, and then I'll be able to operate on voice and code any place in the world, which will be a great lot of fun for me. That goes on code and any state in the United States, and in certain segments of the frequencies are set aside for that. And as soon as I get my new antenna up, which will be next week, I'll be talking by code to a lot of these various places, especially California. I'd like to get hooked up with somebody out there, and I think I know that, I'm sure there's him in any one of Eddie's classes that lives in Fremont, and I'd be able to hook up with him, even with the license I got. But it'd have to be in CW, that's what they call the code that they use, which would be fine for me, and then later on I could use the phone and get the kids to talk to me once in a while, which I am anticipating and hope it turns out that way. Our little garden down in the back there is certainly producing, I should say overproducing cucumbers and tomatoes. I never saw so many tomatoes and cucumbers in my life as we've been picking off of that little section down there. And needless to say, we've been eating tomatoes every day, and practically every day eating some cucumbers. Well, we got so many we just couldn't use them. There's no use trying to can or anything because we haven't set up for that, so we've been giving them all away. And keeping the green ones to ripen, and well, we had some trouble with some cutworms down there. I don't know if you call them cutworms or not, but that's what they look like, where they're cutworms. We invaded the tomato patch down there, and they started boring holes in the tomatoes, and we lost some of that method that they use, but not too many. So, We're not lacking sliced tomatoes and salad tomatoes and stuff like that, believe me. We did have a lot of luck with the onion sets. And vaguely, I think I mentioned that in one of the tapes I sent up to you. This one, one of the few, I should say. And boy, did I ever enjoy those onions. I just love them. Especially when they get that little bulb on the bottom, about an inch across. And you can bite into them and get that sweet, juicy onion taste out of them, which you can't get out of any dried onion that you ever bite into. Flowers are all flourishing. They look better right now than they did when they were coming out about 3 or 4 weeks after we planted them. But we've been taking real good care of them. In this basket type gardening we're doing on flowers, you really have to do a lot of extra gardening, so to speak, to keep those little baskets going, such as fertilizing them and digging up the soil, aerating the soil, and picking off all the dead stuff, and keeping them watered correctly, and so on and so forth. And they're really just plump full of blossoms, all the baskets and the two strips we got here.